Okay, I don't know if this is normal or not when you go to sell a car, but I just feel like it was a really awkward situation. 833-563-2539. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, and producer Pork Chop. My wife, Lindsay, her car is getting up there. It's got like 175,000 miles, so we had to finally decide, you know what? Repairs aren't bad if you're a mechanic that does it yourself, but to go get it fixed by somebody else is going to be so expensive.
Right.
It's just like, okay, let's just sell it to somebody. It still runs okay. And we actually had somebody interested. They came out, they looked at it, and they left their ID, because that's what I don't know. I'm always afraid somebody will take my car and they'll just drive away and never bring it back.
Okay.
But they left their ID and the keys to their car at our place. So it's like, okay, most likely we'll be all good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I don't know how that works. Like, I don't know the standard protocol for what you do during a test drive. Here's my question.
During a test drive, like at a dealership?
No. Just like person to person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's not as legit.
That's
like
what
if
I'm
a
saying.
Dealership, they'll scan your license.
Exactly.
They'll put the new plates. It's a whole process.
Yeah, and I know that part because I think most people have been through that, but I know I have. So I know what you're talking about there, Mackenzie. But when it comes to selling a vehicle before, I really am not too sure how that all works, because when I had a car, it was like just worth scrap. So I had them pick it up for like $500 or something they gave me, and that was it. Well, this guy had my wife's car last night for 50 minutes.
Hmm.
Almost an hour he was driving around in my wife's car.
Joyriding.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Or I'm wondering if a crime was committed. Am I crazy? 833-563-2539 is having a car for almost an hour when you're test driving it. Is that normal? And also, too, I was like, do we go in the car with this guy?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Pork Chop says yes,
no.
And that's why I'm wondering why.
He's
yes.
A stranger. No.
Why yes, Pork Chop?
Well, definitely not just Lindsay. You okay?
Well, because I was busy.
What if his ID was fake?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay, but why would he give me a fake ID?
Because he wanted to steal your car.
Okay, but I would say that, but it's like, if like two people came in one car, I could see that being the stealing scenario where the one person gets in the car they're looking at, the other one stays in theirs, and they both take off. It's like, ah, fooled again!
You should have checked the mileage to see how many miles they went. If they went like 2 miles in an hour, then it's like, you know, they just went somewhere and parked and had lunch.
And what happened when
he
brought it back?
Or they hooked up in our car.
Oh my gosh, they were using your car because they didn't have anywhere else to do it, because they're actually two people having an affair with each other.
Oh,
no!
Cracked it.
Interesting theory. What did he say when he brought it back?
He said he got lost.
What? He had his phone?
Here's my thing, and I'm not saying he didn't get lost, but but wouldn't you had my wife's number. You
right?
had my number. Like, wouldn't you text like, hey, I'm lost. What's your address again?
I'm sorry, but bro, it's 2019.
Yeah.
No one gets lost anymore because everyone has a GPS on their phone.
Right.
Okay, well, I really hope Liv's not right about the, hey, they hooked up in the car thing, because that's not good.
That's not cool.
Okay, Alex might know something. Hey, dude, thanks for calling in this morning. What is the scenario with my car being gone for 50 minutes yesterday?
So I've bought and sold cars for a long time. I help people find new cars, and then I sell their old cars for them. And when you're selling a car by yourself, like, I never let them go by themselves, because you never know what they're going to do in your car. Like, in your situation, they're going to be gone for a long time. So I always bring a friend with me when I meet these people. I never meet them at home, and I go with them on the test drive. I don't take keys. I don't take a license, because I've seen so many times where the license has been fake and the keys to the car, like, the car's just junk, and they just take off with somebody's car, and you never see it again.
Oh, my God. That didn't happen, but I'm so glad it didn't. Oh, that is... So wait, did that actually happen to you?
That happened to one of my friends. I was unavailable to go with him to go sell his car, and he went and did it by himself and was stranded in a parking lot, and I had to go pick him up because the guy never came back with the car.
Wow.
People are just terrible out there.
Did they end up tracking the car, like the person down, and getting the car back?
Yeah, they found it like a month later, but I mean, it had been stripped for like all the wiring and everything, and what we're thinking is somebody was like using the wiring and stuff to sell for drugs. Like, that's really common to sell parts off a car for drugs.
Oh, really?
Man, huh. Okay. Now, you don't think Liv's idea has any actual weight that they were hooking up in the car?
Oh, no. I mean, I guess they could, but probably not. I would I would say that if they took it for 50 minutes, they were probably just giving it a thorough test drive, but I don't know. That just seems a little bit too long for me. I think 15 minutes max.
Yeah, because of the timing.
I would say 5 minutes is all I need. Thank you, Alex.
Don't put your abilities on this other couple or this other guy, okay? Also, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I really hope that...
Did they buy the car?
They're supposed to buy it today.
Until they're listening to you now. And they're like,
nah. I didn't think about that.
Way to blow it.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
Keep us posted.
He better buy that car because I'm so worried what went down. Liv is ruining my head right now.